Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, December 4th. Today on Forbes, New York City starts weeding out its vast cannabis gray market. The sheriff has come to New York City to instill law and order in the wild, wild west of weed. On November 16th, police arrested two people for selling cannabis and untaxed and illegal tobacco products out of a store on 3rd Avenue and 73rd Street in the Bay Ridge neighborhood of Brooklyn. A joint task force composed of the New York City Sheriff's Office, the New York City Department of Consumer and Worker Protection, the New York City Police Department, and the state's Office of Cannabis Management conducted a search after getting a bevy of complaints from residents about how the store, Big Chief, was openly selling marijuana without a license, as well as illegal nicotine vaporizers. A smoke shop in Manhattan's West Village and another in the Bronx were also raided last month. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says that the Joint Interagency Enforcement Pilot Program has already seized nearly 100,000 packages and cartons of cannabis and issued more than 300 civil and criminal violations. Mayor Adams tells Forbes, quote, "These unlicensed and unregulated shops not only undermine the legacy operators that legalization is intended to help, but they also threaten the health and well-being of New Yorkers, particularly young people." New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda told LLN NYC, which was on the scene during the Brooklyn raid, that it was the first of many enforcement actions aimed at taking down New York's thriving gray cannabis market. Sheriff Miranda said, quote, "This is a danger to the community. Currently, it is illegal to sell any marijuana." And yet, unlicensed cannabis shops and convenience store owners began selling pot last year thanks to a loophole in state law. Some attorneys who represent unlicensed cannabis merchants argue that the language of the current law narrowly defines a sale as a financial exchange, which is why they advise clients to operate under a gifting or club membership model. Attorney and accountant Paula Collins, who represents several unlicensed cannabis dispensaries and bodegas, says, quote, "Whether we like it or not, this is what the industry has shaped up to be in New York. The reality is, it's here." And the state appears to deserve some blame. In March 2021, New York legalized recreational cannabis, but regulators have been slow to give out dispensary licenses. In the meantime, the city's legacy pot market has been operating openly to serve the multi-billion dollar cannabis economy. Last week, the state gave out the first 36 retail licenses to people who have been charged with a drug crime, and the first legal sales are expected to launch this month. But with two markets, the legacy market and the state's yet-to-be-launched legal market, operating at the same time, there is also a lot at stake. New York is projected to become the nation's second-largest legal cannabis market after California, with an estimated $4.2 billion market within 5 years. New York State's Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act legalized pot in a way that effectively sidelined police and prosecutors looking to rein in the gray market. As the state sunsets its war on weed, enforcement has been relegated to issuing fines to scofflaws and impounding weed trucks for parking tickets or food vending violations. With unlicensed dispensaries flourishing across the city and state, and no appetite to revive a war on pot and arrest hundreds of people, the state is stuck with its gray market. For full coverage, check out Will Yakowitz's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.